Hello, welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station at Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. It's my chance each week to play for you songs I love and occasionally putting something a little odd or different, which I call a wombat. And one of the songs tonight is pretty much a wombat, so I'll let you know when that comes up. This is sort of an oldies night. Most of the shows on here are from 30 or more years ago. The first song is probably the most recent one, Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes from 1986 by Paul Simon. Paul Simon does wonderful things with rhythm. He does wonderful things with everything, but with rhythm in particular. So this is Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes.
Awa, 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 try a leg, ganja. Awa, awa, hot as in swinis and amcha. Awa, awa, sibona, wense, ganja. Awa, awa, amandumbazane.
She's a rich girl, she don't try to hide it. Diamonds on the soles of her shoes. He's a poor boy, empty as a pocket. Empty as a pocket with nothing to lose. Sing ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Ta-na-na, ta-na-na-na. She got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. 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 Say she's crazy, she got diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of your shoes. She was physically forgotten, but then she slipped into my pocket with my car keys. She said, "You've taken me for granted because I please you. Wearing these diamonds." And I could say, ooh, as if everybody knows what I'm talking about. As if everybody here would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about diamonds on the soles of her shoes. Changes clothes and he puts on aftershave to compensate for his ordinary shoes. And she said, "Honey, take me dancing," but they ended up by sleeping in a doorway by the bodegas and the lights on over Broadway, wearing diamonds on the soles of their shoes. And I could say, ooh, everybody you would know what I was talking about. I mean, everybody you would know exactly what I was talking about. I'm talking about we'll be right back. I'm crazy, I got diamonds on the soles of my shoes, yeah. Well, that's one way to lose these walking blues. Diamonds on the soles of my shoes.
Diamonds on the Soles of Her Shoes by Paul Simon. That was from 1986. Now we're going back to 1970. This is The Circle Game by Joni Mitchell. A prescient song. It's a song of growing up and realizing that life is challenging, which comes up again later in the show. So this is Joni Mitchell, one of the all-time great musicians of my lifetime. A powerful singer and a wonderful guitar player. And very innovative in her style. This is more traditional for her. I think she wrote this, The Circle Game by Joni Mitchell.
Yesterday, a child came out to wonder. Caught a dragon. Fearful when the sky was full of thunder, and tearful at the falling of a star. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on a carousel. Behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again. Then the child moved 10 times round the seasons, skated over 10 clear frozen streams. Words like, when you're older, must appease him, and promises of someday make his dreams.
And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel. Return, we can only look behind from where we came, and go round and round and round in the circle again.
16 springs and 16 summers gone now. Cartwheels turn to car wheels through the town. They tell him, take your time, it won't be long now, till you drag your feet to slow the circles down.
And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive.
captive on the carousel. We can't return, we can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle again. So the years spin by and now the boy is 20, though his dreams have lost some grandeur coming true. Maybe better dreams and plenty before the last revolving year is through. And the seasons, they go round and round, and the painted ponies go up and down. We're captive on the carousel of time. We can only look behind from where we came and go round and round and round in the circle again. And go round and round and round in the circle again.
Joni Mitchell and The Circle Game. Now we're going back to 1959. The 50s music, my era really, often had a gentle, soft sound that we don't hear much of today. A greater percentage of the popular songs were doo-wop, gentle stuff, love, happy times. So this is one of those. It's called Come Softly to Me by the Fleetwoods and was a big hit in
1959. Softly, darling, come to me, stay. You're my obsession forever and a day.
I want you to know I love you so. Please hold me so tight all through the night.
Speak softly, darling, hear what I say. I love you always, always, always.
I've waited so long for your kisses and your love.
Darling, come softly, darling. Come,
I need you so much. Wanna feel your warm touch. Dum 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 do dum do 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 dum.
That was Come Softly to Me by the Fleetwoods. Well, the next song is actually more recent, but it's an old-timey song, so it has an old feel to it. It's called Scissors and Papers. It's by Heather Berry and Tony Mabe. I saw them live at Carterfold, I believe. I remember seeing them live. And they're country people. and they have a beautiful style and banjo playing. And this is primarily Heather, beautiful voice. Anyway, it's just a cute song and one that reaches to me. So this is Scissors and Paper with an old-timey sound from Heather Berry and Tony Mabe. That was Scissors and Papers by Heather Berry and Tony Mabe. Well, next comes one of the all-time classic songs of my life, Rose Garden. The message is so important, but it's a beautiful song and it says it well. But the message is, I never promised you a rose garden. I think I especially, but all of us need to hear that. Things don't work out the way you want them to sometimes. And you need to be reminded that life isn't necessarily fair, and you weren't promised a rose garden, and there are going to be thorns. And this song says it very well. This was a big hit in 1970 when it was sung by Lynn Anderson, probably one of her biggest hits. So this is Rose Garden.
I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. When you take, you gotta give. So live and let live or let go. Oh, 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 I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could promise you things like big diamond rings, but you don't find roses growing on stalks of clover. So you better think it over. Well, if sweet talking you could make it come true, I would give you the world right now on a silver platter. But what would it matter? So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine. There's gotta be a little rain sometime. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden. I could sing you a tune and promise you the moon, but if that's what it takes to hold you, I'd just as soon let you go. But there's one thing I want you to know. You better look before you leap. Still waters run deep, and there won't always be someone there to pull you out. And you know what I'm talking about. So smile for a while and let's be jolly. Love shouldn't be so melancholy. Come along and share the good times while we can. I beg your pardon. I never promised you a rose garden along with the sunshine.
Rose Garden by Lynn Anderson. Next up is Every Day by James Taylor. I mentioned that these are sort of oldies, but what's happened is at least a few of them, what I'm playing is a cover, a more recent recording. Every Day was originally a hit by Buddy Holly in 1970, and the one version I'm playing is a remake, a cover, by James Taylor from 1985, so 15 years later, more recent. However, it's still quite a few years ago. And I like both versions a lot. In fact, I'll probably play the Buddy Holly version the next week or so. But this one has a lot more art going on, a lot more ornamentation. The original Buddy Holly one was much more straightforward and simple and beautiful. But this one is more articulate and sort of interesting in its own way. So this is Every Day by James Taylor.
Oh, every day, it's a getting closer, going faster than a roller coaster. A love like yours will surely come my way. Yeah, every day seems a little faster. All my friends, they say, go on up and ask her. A love like surely come my way. Oh, every day seems a little stronger, and every day lasts a little longer. Come what may, do you ever long for true love from me? Like I long for you, baby, said every. Surely come my way. Yes, a love like yours would surely come my way.
day,
yeah,
yeah. Every day, each and every day.
Every Day by James Taylor. Well, next up is another classic. This is Elvis Presley. Elvis Presley hit the scene around 1956 and just really probably the biggest phenomenal kind of star in my lifetime. Just took over the hit parade, the radio, television. He was just the biggest star, and he came up so fast. Anyway, this is one of his big hits, All Shook Up, and it's got tremendous rhythm. It's just a whole new style that Elvis was bringing in. And I just read that the percussion is done by Elvis beating on the back of his guitar. So part of the percussion you're hearing is Elvis Presley beating on his guitar. Let's see how his feel for rhythm is. Here we go with All Shook Up by Elvis Presley from 1957.
Well, bless my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaky and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, please don't ask me what's on my mind. I'm a little mixed up, but I feel fine when I'm near the girl that I love best. My heart beats so it scares me to death when she touches my hand. Oh, what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. My tongue gets tied when I try to speak. My insides shake like a leaf on a tree. There's only one cure for this body of mine. That's to have that girl and her love so fine. She touched my hand and what a chill I got. Her lips are like a volcano that's hot. I'm proud to say that she's my buttercup. I'm in love, I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. I'm all shook up.
All Shook Up by Elvis Presley. Ha, I'm a little shook up by that. It's time to stop and tell you who we are and what we're doing. You're listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. And I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7, Saturdays at 1 from WEHC, which is your college and community station at Emory and Henry College. You can also pick us up on the web streaming at WEHCFM.com, so you can get us anywhere in the world. And you can hear Wombats and Music anywhere in the world if you can figure out the time zones. Anyway, it's time to move on. And the next song is another one of the ones that's an old song in a way, and yet there was a more recent cover. The original song, which is called A Whiter Shade of Pale, was sung by Procol Harum, and I first heard it in 1967. I was down in Caracas, Venezuela, going to my 10th high school reunion. I managed to find two of my classmates. There are only 30 of us anyway, but still, that was our reunion. And I was in a restaurant and I heard this song come on. I loved it. So that was the Procol Harum version. This is Annie Lennox. This is a cover, a more recent. So this will be one of the more recent recordings I play on this show. In particular, I want you to encourage you to take the opportunity. Listen to Annie Lennox's voice. Listen to the things she does. The song actually has quite a lot of variety in it. And notice her voice. I think this is just a spectacular show of what I want to call it, talent, I guess, for lack of anything else. So here is Annie Lennox showing, strutting her stuff, shall we say.
Thank you.
A Wider Shade of Pale by Annie Lennox. Next up is Paul Simon again. 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover. I could talk about this, but I won't say much. I'll just say it's one of the songs that really gets to me. It's cute, it's clever, it's quick, and as usual with Paul Simon, it's got just some wonderful rhythm.
Problem is all inside your head, she said to me. The answer is easy if you take it logically. I'd like to help you in your struggle to be free. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. She said it's really not my habit to intrude. Furthermore, I hope my meaning won't be lost or misconstrued, but I'll repeat myself. At the risk of being crude, there must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. You just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. She said, it grieves me so to see you in such pain. I wish there was something I could do to make you smile again. I said, I appreciate that. And would you please explain about the 50 ways? She said, why don't we both just sleep on it tonight? And I believe in the morning you begin to see the light. And then she kissed me, and I realized she probably was right. There must be 50 ways to leave your lover. 50 ways to leave your lover. You just slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just get yourself free. Or you hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free. Slip out the back, Jack. Make a new plan, Stan. You don't need to be coy, Roy. Just listen to me. Hop on the bus, Gus. You don't need to discuss much. Just drop off the key, Lee, and get yourself free.
That was 50 Ways to Leave Your Lover by Paul Simon. Well, next up is our Wombat of the Night. This is from 1955. The song is called Rock On and Line. It's a folk song. First written version of it was 1929. First recording version was 1934 at the Arkansas Cummins State Prison. So that's the first time it was ever recorded. This version is by Lonnie Donegan. It was a hit in 1955. And it's a wombat, because it has some talking in it and tells a story. And then at the end, it's a train song. The Rock Island Line's a train line. And the song slowly picks up, well, slowly actually, picks up speed. The train is picking up speed, and the song does the same thing. So here is the Rock Island Line by Lonnie Donegan, tonight's Wombat.
Now this here's a story about the Rock Island Line. The Rock Island Line, she runs down into New Orleans. And just outside of New Orleans, there's a big toll gate. And all the trains, they go through the toll gate while they gotta pay the man some money. But of course, if you've got certain things on board, you're okay, you don't have to pay the man nothing. And just now, we see a train, she's coming down the line. And when she come up near the toll gate, the driver, he shout down to the man. He say, I got pigs, I got horses, I got cows, I got sheep, I got all livestock, I got all livestock, I got all livestock. And the man say, well, you all right, boy, just get on through, you don't have to pay me nothing. And the train go through. And when he go through the toll gate, the train got up a little bit of steam and a little bit of speed. And when the driver think he's safely on the other side, he shout back down the line to the man. He said, I fooled you, I fooled you. I got pig iron, I got pig iron, I got old pig iron. Now I'll tell you where I'm going, boy. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is the road to ride. Yes, the Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. I may be right, may be wrong, you know you're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yes, the Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you got to ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Hallelujah, I'm safe from sin. Lord, coming for to see me again. Hey. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. A, B, C, W, X, Y, Z. Cat's on the cover, but he don't see me. Down the Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. The Rock Island Line is a road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line. Rock Island Line, she's a mighty good road. Rock Island Line, the road to ride. Yeah, the Rock Island Line is a mighty good road. And if you want to ride, you gotta ride it like you find to get your ticket at the station on the Rock Island Line.
Rock Island Line by Lonnie Donegan. And he's got a pretty full head of steam going there at the end. I could stick in the next song and let it be a Runaway Train or something. That train sounds like it's out of control. Well, now we're going to 1985, so a little more recent than some of the things we played. But this is Dreams, All I Have to Do is Dream, by the Everly Brothers. The Everly Brothers had at least 10, in my mind, really great hits. And lots of other songs, too. But this is one of them. And it's fantasy land, and it's true of much of our lives that a lot of times we're doing things that are boring or not very satisfying, and we remember and think of wonderful, filling times. And in a way, he's doing that with his romance. So here is the Everly Brothers. Here are the Everly Brothers singing, All I Have to Do is Dream.
Dream. Charms whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Dream, dream, dream when I feel blue in the night and I need you to hold me tight whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I could die. I love you so, and that is why whenever I want you, all I have to do is dream. Taste your lips of wine anytime, night or day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm dreaming my life away. I need you so that I
Have to Do Is Dream by the Everly Brothers. Here comes another oldie but goodie. This is The Wayward Wind by Gogi Grant from 1956. And it catches, well, first of all, it's a beautiful song and Gogi does a great job and all that. But the whole sense of wanderlust, the singer manages to get in a relationship with somebody who is a wanderer, someone who the wayward wind speaks to and calls. And we've all known people like that. Some of us are people like that to some extent. So here is The Wayward Wind by Gogi Grant.
The wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind. Next of kin to the wayward wind. In a lonely shack by a railroad track, he spent his younger days. And I guess the sound of the outward bound made him a slave to his wandering ways. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind. Part. Though he tried his best to settle down, I'm now alone with a broken heart. And the wayward wind is a restless wind, a restless wind.
That was The Wayward Wind by Gogi Grant. Well, here comes another one that's actually recorded fairly recently, probably in the last 20 years. But it's an old-time classic, Peace in the Valley. And this is Randy Travis from his gospel side of his personality. He's got a wild side, too. But this is Peace in the Valley, and he's got a wonderful, rich, deep bass voice, which I think makes this work really well. Peace in the Valley.
Well, I'm tired and so weary, but I must go along till the Lord comes and calls me away. Where the morning is bright and the Lamb is the light, and the night is as fair as the day. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the flowers will be blooming and the grass will be green and the skies will be clear and serene. Where the sun ever beams in this valley of dreams, and no clouds there will ever be seen. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me. Well, the bear will be gentle and the wolf will be tame, and the lion shall lay down by the lamb, and the beast from the wild shall be led by a child, and I'll be changed from this creature that I am. There will be peace in the valley for me someday. There will be peace in the valley for me, oh Lord, I pray. There'll be no sadness, no sorrow, no trouble I see. There will be peace in the valley for me.
Randy Travis, Peace in the Valley. I want to take a minute just to think about music. I'm fascinated by the experience of music, how it kind of bypasses the verbal part of our brain for the most part, the music side of it. The words, of course, get back in there in the verbal part, but the tunes, the rhythms, the harmonies, all those things are experiential, a nonverbal experience. And I think it reaches deep into our roots, our heredity. And I guess one of the things that's going on is pattern. I think intelligence, to a great extent, has to do with recognizing patterns, being able to remember patterns, and a group, an organization. Then when you see it again, you recognize it, and you can learn from it. And I think that desire to find patterns, well, it's a strange part of the human consciousness, but I think it's part of what leads to music being the way it is, that we are constantly watching for patterns and repeats and rhythms and things. And it's just a part of our pattern recognition software. That's one of the elements that's feeding in to make music so powerful in so many lives. Well, you've been listening to Wombats and Music, and I'm your host, Harry Baya. I bring you Wombats and Music Monday nights at 7 and Saturdays at 1 from Emory and Henry College, WEHC FM 90.7. You can also pick us up streaming on the web at WEHCFM.com. And now it is time to ask you to join me as I do each week. Encourage you, I shouldn't say ask. So please join me in celebrating most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.